Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Toronto, up here in Canada. And I don't know how many folks up here listen, but it's already 10 o'clock at night here, and of course only 7 o'clock at night back home where we usually speak from, which is Oregon. So we'll start right in. I just have a few announcements really quickly, and that is that you can still enroll for the Academy of Alchemy's courses all the way up until the 15th of October. And the 15th of October is our cutoff date. So if you're interested in the angelic alchemy and how to become an alchemist, and it teaches you everything, even how to set up a business as an alchemist in terms of the oils and the elixirs and the holy waters and so on that you're able to prepare with this information. But it's much, much more than that. It also deals with the raising of the consciousness of the alchemist. It's a 3-month course, and it started actually the beginning of October, but you can still easily catch up even if you go all the way until the 15th of October. And as I said, it's a 3-month course. Every other day you get a package of information that you explore in the virtual student lounge with the other students that are studying the same curriculum that you are, and you can continue to use that virtual student lounge for input and deep conversation with fellow classmates, even as an alumni of the college. So even after you graduate, you can continue to do that. We have a couple of wonderful gifts for you. That's part and parcel of this course, and we try and do that with every course that we have. And one of them is an environmental product that when you use it, it clears the air in an environment of about 300 feet in all directions. It's optional whether you play the sound with it or not. It works in an alchemical way, which is why we're giving it with this course on alchemy, by the combination of 300 different principles that merge together to form the total purity that's there. And so that is one of the gifts. And then the other gift that we are preparing for you is a graduating gift, which will be the new dictionary of angels. The Dictionary of Angels that we are preparing deals with the 144 categories of angels that have been arising during the ascension of the earth since 2005. Massive, massive changes have happened in the angelic realms, and for the last few months prior to my starting to write it, in many of my classes, I had angels come into the class and actually ask. We've been taking all sorts of photos of angels, by the way, which are all over our website. You can take a peek at our diary to find some as well if you go to almeendiary.com and you go to the photo page. But the angels have been requesting that we correct their names and their categories and of functions. Things that we used to know about angels, such as the cherubim and so on, they don't actually exist as a category anymore. Many of the archangels have new names, like the archangel Michael is called Ephraim Va'el and has an entirely different function. So they have asked that we prepare this, and it's not for sale, neither is the environmental product. None of our products are for sale when we give them in our academies. And so that is for the 3 months. Every other day you get your package of information. You also get video presentation, and you know, every other day you get an audio presentation and so forth. And there's students from all over the world, and you can do some of the sacred ceremonies together, this material has one of the most powerful and sought-after mystical devices anywhere, not just on Earth, anywhere. My brothers and sisters, I will not bore you with the details. I can sit here for a half an hour and tell you how protected this has been. Even up until very, very recently, when there still were shadows looming around the cosmos, we were not permitted to get the accurate and full protocol for the angel gates that can bring blessings to massive numbers of people all over the earth because of the possibility of misuse. And so, you know, we kept making mistakes, things were missing. That's for a very, very good reason. It's only when you're ready to study it and use it that the time is right for it to be released. And only then do we get it right. So this is part of the Academy of Alchemy. You can sign up till the 15th. I just want to tell you that there will be a one-month course given in January. And it's called The Alchemy of the One. You don't need to have taken the previous 3 months. It's a separate one-month course. It's called The Alchemy of the One. And that is the place where the phenomenal device that totally replaces the tarot and any and old divination devices, the Key Vesta. And I've spoken about the Key Vesta on previous shows. Key Vesta is spelled Q-I and then V-E-S-T-A. The Key Vesta, my brothers and sisters, is the device to reveal the perfection of your life. It has four layers of work. And if it's an ancient device that was used by the Lemurians. It came from well before Lemuria. It is said to have originated from the Creator. And the Key Vesta has the four levels of practice, and it's quite easy to use. It's just profoundly powerful. And again, not for sale. Because during the Alchemy of the One, there is this incredible alchemy that brings back the wholeness to man that has been lost over the ages. It's in preparation for it that in the final week you get the Key Vesta. And I thought it was going to be for sale, but no, not permitted to sell it. It needs preparation. So that is up and coming. Now, the one last thing, and then I'll start the show, because we don't have a break tonight, so I need to get all the announcements out of the way up front. My brothers and sisters, on the 1st of November, we are starting two online courses. And one is the Institute for Human or of Human Potential. The Institute of Human Potential. And we have an additional course starting. They're both three-month courses, absolutely jammed full of the most exciting material. Each one of them has wonderful gifts with them. The Institute of Applied Mysticism has its second run. And I wish you could see the responses of the sort of 150 students that are actually signed up for this course currently. It has changed their life. And it is material that comes straight from the God Kingdom. It is well over 1,000 pages of handwritten material by me. And then, of course, the audio and the video. It starts for its second run. We already have people very, very interested in signing up. So you will have fellow students. I just spoke to some of them here in Toronto. And it will, you know, it comes very highly recommended by its current students. They say it's far, far in excess of what they could ever have hoped to have gotten. And this material will never be available anywhere other than in these courses. So if you want to sign up for that one or the Institute of Human Potential, you can go to their websites and take a look, www.appliedmysticism.com. And then I'm so sorry, I don't know the other one's address, but I do know that Rogier has already erected it, and you can just find out from my office or look for the Institute of Human Potential, and I'm sure you'll find it. So the last thing I just want to say is please look at our website, angelsoundhealing.com. My brothers and sisters, these personal elixirs, I just today had one of the, she's a phenomenal specialist here in Toronto, and our beloved sister Barbara, and she does primarily work with the spine and the skull and so forth. And she was telling me today that there are so many miracles that have happened from the sound elixirs that she says she's unable to write them. And she said it's beyond explanation, that the profound rehabilitations and healings and so on that have happened from that. Now, there's two types of sound elixirs. There's one that we make only for you. And it's for life. You don't ever have to get another one. It's currently on special. We're trying to just have a launch of them, and then we will have to push the price up because of how long it takes to make them. But this, the personal sound healing, we have pages and pages and pages and pages of nothing but the miracles and the effects that they have had on their recipients. And I don't know if Ruchir has been able to keep up with putting them up on the website, or, you know, if Paul Downs has put them up anywhere. But I keep handing them to our IT team next door. My brothers and sisters, it is a deepest, deepest honor to produce those. I get them from the infinite. The words that are spoken to you in the infinite's language comes from the infinite. They are sung in the holy language of infinite life. And I receive them as dictation for you. And I put them down, and then I put the harmony down, and everything about them is just unique. And they're never produced again. They're just one time, just for you. That's the one category. And then the other category is our 18 sound elixirs. Those are only $18, 99 cents a piece, or $18, but they sell as a whole. And that is simply for use in your everyday. Driving your children to school, playing them in your home when your family is around. They create miracles for everyone, and they have sound healing systems that are attached to them. There's one that's given for free on the website of angelsoundhealing.com. So, okay, tonight I want to share with you the tablets that I have been translating, and they have been our beloved Alana, who is one of our oracles from California, originally from Uzbekistan, has been the one that has been drawing them. And I want to translate them for you, and we'll start with tablet one. Open the door, the way of the door to new life, leaving behind the linearity, duality, and strife. New dimensions await the one who can open the door. At the base of the skull, it slumbers since long before. A ceremony by angels preserved to open the door into new dimensions to birth. Not only life's contraction and expansion to know, but the infinite depths of above and below. What they're saying is they're speaking about a doorway that is where the spine and the skull meets, that is a mystical doorway. Alchemists know about this doorway, my brothers and sisters. It's also called the gate of the alchemist. Because when you can open this gate, you actually step off of the treadmill of life. That's when miracles become profound. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. Imagine life being lived on a flat piece of paper, and like it says here, you can go wide, you know, which is most people regard as the masters of the earth, living in expansion, living from their all, but it's only on a piece of paper, and then they can contract, which is what most people in the street are living, but it's two-dimensional, it's a flat screen. And so they're saying that when this gate at the base of the spine opens, that you will find that there is this depth of being, that all of a sudden you are out of the bondage of the matrix. no identity left, none may remain. Yet hidden identities may surface again. Personas of man may yet again abide, as roles they began, as identities they hide. The warriorship needed as part of the dream. Man has become attached to, but is obsolete. The healer and savior, the victim, the friend, the lover and mother, all these must end. See, this is fantastic. It is saying to us that to escape the confines of the matrix, this two-dimensional paper, shall we say, like a flat disk, which is an illusion, you must relinquish your roles, because our roles have become believable, and so they have become entrenched in us as obsolete identities, and you cannot leave this matrix for that which is new while you are in any kind of identity. The ways of change have numbered three: linear change and two forms of changeless change there have been. My brothers and sisters, the linear change is the transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration. And you can read about those as the anatomy of change in the book Journey to the Heart of God. Linear change and two forms of changeless change there have been. Changing within to change that which we see. One form of changeless change has been. The other way of which we speak is behind the illusion of form to see. There is another way that in new dimensions you'll find, that lives from oneness and the place of no mind. Now, what it's saying is there's, you know, the usual spiral of change that most people in identity consciousness have been on. But there are two ways of changeless change that masters have used. And then it goes on to say, when you step off this flat disc, this treadmill going round and round of life, you will find there's another place, but it's the place of another way to change, the way of no mind. What it's saying is the one way to change is that the way of Ho'oponopono, you see, what the other is as a mirror, you change it within yourself, or you accept it within yourself, whatever the issue may be, and then your environment changes. Then we go further, and there's another way to change. These are the steps of change, and it's to see the illusion before you. For instance, let us say you want to lose weight. You see that your body is but a field. It would be a field for you in this stage. So you see the body as a field. And then you realize that the field is completely controllable by you. And it's an illusion. There never has really been a body. And as you see the illusion for what it is, life becomes malleable, like clay in your hands. Then it says that there's another way to change, and it's that which comes from the oneness and the place of no mind. My brothers and sisters, my class and I, since New York, to be exact, which is, I guess it's 2 weeks ago, since New York, the students that were there and I have profoundly changed. And you know, at the Colorado pod last weekend, it continued. It has, we've been in 2 days of pod. It feels like we've completed 5 days of pod. And, you know, I was going to go and talk to my class tomorrow and say, you know, from this point on, we can play. Let's just play. Now, I don't know what the infinite has in mind because I don't write the curriculum of the classes. But, I mean, that's the way it feels to me right now. We have stepped off this disc, and we've come to the place where there's just nothing to change. Because in this place of purity, nothing else can abide. Tablet 4. The way of change, where no relationship exists, is through internal selective emphasis. Man has felt guilt when he prospers and thrives, and his fellow man in poverty survives. But separation between one and another is unreal. As the one life, man can influence how others feel. By seeing another and his source of supply as one, and feeling abundance, it to the other will come. So what it's saying is by seeing yourself and another and his supply as one integrated beingness, as one, and then emphasizing your feelings of abundance, it affects the other person too. Let's say there is somebody in your life you want to make happy. You can only do this when you've relinquished identity and you know without a shadow of a doubt that there's only one life. I have really felt myself in three steps step off that treadmill since the New York pod. And here in Toronto, we've had 2 days of pod. I don't even know how to explain to you how different life is. Everything is different. Everything is you. Everything is me. And the only difference between my, quote, body and your, quote, body is that I give a little more emphasis to mine than to yours, though they're both my bodies. It's been intellectually understood by me, but these 2 days in Toronto has actually made it so. We're off the treadmill. When kingdoms, this is tablet 5. So in other words, let's just go back one step. It is in seeing yourself as another, as completely one. It's not a matter of integrating. There never was more than one. And then feeling the quality within you that the other one needs. It changes this life, if you will, for want of better words in English, of the other. That's the way to change life. If there is something you don't like, you acknowledge that it is of course there because it's part of life and serves a purpose. But for the song that you're currently singing, this note does not need to be sung. So you de-emphasize it. And since you're everything, you can choose where you want to place emphasis and where you don't. It's the most powerful way of changing life into the perfection you wish to express of anything else that exists. Tablet 6. Many the hidden realms and star races too that shall not be there when the dimensions are new. The Darklings, these are races that they're naming, and you'll find these races mentioned, amongst others, in the book, Opening the Doors of Heaven, The Revelations of Isis. The Darklings, Elamakusanek, Stibbelhaspatha, are of those a few. Angels shall change, their names shall be new. Only the original races that came from humankind shall with life's rebirth manage to survive. The races that shall dissolve were but shadows of life. My brothers and sisters, many star races are no more. The 24 original star races that are the seed of the races of the cosmos, excluding man, who is the root race, are the only ones that have come out of that flat wheel into the realness of life. We have been dealing with them today, and in dealing with them, each one of them, brought a song of no sound, and we could feel incredible changes come in us. They came to teach us one thing, how to love without relationship, without directionality, and without exclusiveness. That is what their message were, their messages were, and we were changed from their presence. Tablet 7. Inner Alchemy. The Alchemy of the One. These tablets are from the Course, The Alchemy of the One. I'm just kind of giving you a sneak preview. There's, you know, hundreds of pages, and these are just but a few. Inner Alchemy, The Alchemy of the One. Must in purity by the masters of earth be done. 96 tribes of man there are, 24 races that dwell in the stars, 24 too, the realms unseen. That's like our fairies and our angels, etc. Add them together, and 144 they'll be. But all life came from the 144 original ones, and all together, add all together, and life shall be one. So it's like an alchemical equation. The 144 races, star races, tribes of man, hidden realms, plus the 144 original gods, if you add them together, they equal the oneness of all. And the original 144 gods that in a linear fashion, an exclusive way of creating, is done when you only have two dimensions. They were in linear fashion created in the original life. The original 144 gods and goddesses are known as the firstborn. It has been my task since 2005 to find them, my beloved brothers and sisters. And I know that there are some of you that are listening to my voice that are of this first generation of creations, or the second, which are the other gods and goddesses, and there's 1,440. Those have been my mission since 2005. It is changing as of today, but it still is very, very important that we understand all of this. And what I mean by it is changing is my mission is changing. I don't know what to, but I no longer need to gather them. As the races are of man, the emphasis of what is within. So too did man from the original ones begin. Like a diamond that shines, the facets they are. The rest of the diamond, the races, are of man, the hidden realms, and the stars. Though the realities were split of man and of the original ones, when life is reborn, the joining of realities will come. As one with man, they'll live, the gods and goddesses of the throne. As the cradle of races, humanity shall no longer stand alone. There's much that is said in this. It says, to start with, that even though these original ones, these original gods and goddesses that were created in these two waves, and then the masters were created, although they have been among men, they have been living an entirely different reality. The reality that they've been living is that they've seen a different world. And humanity has lived in a lower reality. And the 18th sound elixir that I think I've played for you before on this show, but the 18th sound elixir is the story of these split realities. And it says that when this disc is dissolved, because enough of us step off the treadmill, that these realities shan't be split anymore. 96 tribes of man you will find. Each a principle of oneness embodied in life. So the hidden realms and the star races too. United, these principles will be when the dimensions are new. An alchemical equation together they form. In that day, a gift of power to man will be born. The symbols of power of these principles are hidden. A tool they form that the quality of life determines. The people named Akan, this is the Akan tribe in Ghana, the stewards have been. Of the 144 symbols long not seen. When they unite, they form a device. Runes to determine the quality of life. Now, the Akan symbols from Ghana, I believe there are 65 that is available to the public. The others have either been lost or are hidden. But these are symbols that we are currently receiving this week. And the people of Akan have kept these symbols. What these symbols represent are the principles represented by man, the hidden realms, and the star races. And when you combine them together, my brothers and sisters, they form an incredible device that determines the quality of life. I spoke earlier in the program about the Key Vesta. It does too, but it uses an external alchemy, which is very, very powerful. This is an internal combination, and therefore it is an internal alchemy. The device is called the Klavasut Uvesvi. The tool shall be named the singer of the song of life. The meaning is the same. In other words, the device is called, when you put all these Akan symbols together, including the ones that are currently missing, the Klavasut Uvesvi means the singer of the song of life. Knowledge of the races, this you will need. The Klavasut Uvesvi in power to wield. So, the symbols represent the principles of oneness held by the tribes of man, the hidden realms, and the star races. And these symbols are sent through a lens to unite them. And in fact, our sister Aoife has already received the lens. I just didn't have the time today to tell her that lens was for this device. But this is exactly. And let me just read you, for example, the first 10 of the 96 human principles that are represented by these Akan symbols. And so these symbols go through a single lens. You see, what we had before, when the 144 were created, they were like lenses. And the infinite shone its light through these 144 lenses. And the lenses made larger and larger and larger layers of life. Now, this particular device that we're speaking of, the Klavasut Uvesvi, unites them back again. When they unite back again, the alchemist's gate opens at the base of the skull. And I had a lot of people with all sorts of headaches during the New York class because this gate was trying to open and trying to open. And for many of them, it did. You know, Chloe is the dean of the Academy of Alchemy, and she was actually telling us in class today how her life changed during that part. And it was a 3-day class. So the first 10 principles, just to give you an idea, is absolutely number one is the dissolving of identity. Then the second is the oneness of all perspectives. When you're on that disc, to just be an expanded, you know, what we call mastery, like somebody say that is in India sitting in bliss all day, you can't actually open this gate to this place where you are in the depths of being, not just the width and the contraction. because you have only an expanded perspective. Or somebody in the street has only a contracted perspective. And we currently have the ebook for sale, The Journey, The Seer's Journey. And it's very much like Khalil Gibran's work, and we're waiting to print it into a hard copy, but it speaks about this issue of combining into oneness or perspective. So you need the total loss of worldviews. You need seeing through omni perspectives. Experiencing through omni senses. Releasing all roles and personas. Now this one is seriously interesting. The releasing of individuation. Individuation is discussed in several tablets to come. I'm hoping to share it with you before our time runs out. And so I shan't go into it. But can you imagine? First we lose identity, then we lose individuation. But we do retain self-awareness. So number 8, the complete androgyny of being. No split between masculine and feminine. Number 9, the knowledge that we are the only being. Number 10, the dissolving of the physical. And then I'll just say number 11 is living from the depths of beingness. So, let me just skip over these principles. Let's go to tablet 11. Two must be gone for a new day to dawn. Identity and individuation. Dualities spawn. The form of the body. The formlessness of the soul. Both are part of the illusions of old. The soul is the individuation, the body, the form. The soul is the reflection from the body born. Can you believe that? We thought that the body came from the soul. The soul is the reflection from the body born. It goes on to explain, it says, like a peephole for the infinite's luminosity. The body, physical or not, meaning even if you're in the spirit world, has enabled the soul to be. So let's just see what this is really saying. The body, whether in physical or spirit form, acts as a lens through which the infinite's light is reflected as the soul. Amazing. I would walk 100 miles for that piece of information. For years and years and years, I could not understand the origin of the soul because it did not actually trace back directly to infinite life. And I was always looking for where it came from, and I was looking in the wrong direction. So tablet 12. Fear there is when the body is no more found. The loss of individuation, the fear compounds. What is left when both are gone? That which through the body shone. The oneness of being then shall remain. Duality shall then not be seen again. Seeing the many, while as one we dwell, all relationship becomes with self. The infinite is speaking, and I'm just trying to see if it is something I can interpret for you. It's been going on for about 10 minutes. Can you please just bear with me, my brothers and sisters? Let me just look at what the infinite is saying. Tirech vrashbe upelech parat, ise tre inach urat, iska mishkayeva, nuch uset, virish brat paruk anach. Now this is interesting. speaking in a very ancient tongue, not the usual tongue. Terek ustra minech haras esterek barat nasut. Iklet minech estra urus aharas barut nustave. Fire within the dream acted as a drug, for it was not unreal as all other forms were within the dream. Persparek estrechne usarek eklesvirat minach urustatve elesprek hurasbi pilech ustet minas. Fire came when that which is one split in two. Yet fire seeped in through the crack from that which is the being of the one life. Kerek arach unesve peres astat bilesh hustrava stanechvet ikles arach urat nasa. Ske heres parut asta. Why is the infinite speaking this ancient language? I can't ask right now, but it is very, very strange. Skru varech manus pilech pilit atra. Fire as something real seeped into the unreal. The infinite's embodiment too carried within it the spark of realness. In the unrealness of the dream, for it was created, and all that was created was unreal. This was like a hallucinogenic, and it caused a type of madness within the dream. Esperek urach nasta, kilet brach, huras vinach, peles ustrak. A loop of time. All of the dream has been but a testing of that which within reality could become the emphasis in the song. I would have to explain this, but I don't have the time right now. Let me just keep going. Epetre irak. Nesterve. Mihash. Pelech branek varus. Estet. Let the loop be closed. Time is no more. Erekta minech. Biraspa. Kluanech. Estech. Uras. Mispa. Kelech. Let it be closed, not by trying to change it, but by simply recognizing that within my being, no such loop ever existed. Virskra tires palech. Let fire be comforted as an emphasis of I am Misperek Arat Ustu. An illusory dream made it the result of trauma. Kirit Arach Nustek Bilestranek Brarut Brunet Estet Haras Pilech Vreba Uperek Nuchvas Barek Narut. No such loop ever existed. That which began when fire entered the dream has never begun. Fire has always remained pristine. Ishech tarak masur narat as part of the one being. Te'eklet misarach nusech vistava. No language I speak is old, for time has not passed. When the loop is erased for the illusion that it is. Stegme ikerech, huras nastava pilachbarut, evech etretne viskra manus. Like a loop in a rope, when seen, is pulled straight as though it has never been, so is all of creation that we imagined to be. Gone it is, it never has been. Parech, mistra, bilesh baruch, virech abisvabra, peris arak unas. Recognize for value in composing the song of life. That which brings joy. Joy is not the right word. That which brings appreciation for life in the song of the infinite unfoldment is now in what appears to me to be a rehearsal, this loop of time we've been in, which is now gone, and it has never been. It was but an illusion. But it served the purpose of exposing what would be life-enhancing, and everything within the one life is life-enhancing. But to this moment's unfoldment of an exquisite song, never before sung. Eres apach vaparus, ne salvi, ustrech baras uklet. Let all that has been the illusion of being created be gone. No such thing can ever be. Nothing is ever new within the one life. Parach astach binesh, estret mi haras klunach. Instead, let it be as emphasis within the one life's being. The infinite emphasis shall appear to have form, though indeed form and formlessness are both illusory. Peres, narach, nustat, kilsachte, no cosmos shall ever exist, for a cosmos has a boundary. No boundary can be within the one life. Pirak atra herek nesech, surat nasa, piras ustrava, kel baharach, nunsachvi, sutnet klabich astat. Nor can there ever be a division of any part of, no, not any part, of the one life. Creation and creator has been the greatest dream of duality, yet the dream never was. Misterek, parach, unas, all that has seemed to transpire up in within the dream never occurred. Thus, no time has passed. No succession of events can ever be where the timelessness reigns as my being. Parus, mirestrach, nuchve, varsklava, este minach biraspasti, Peles urak nastach. Let the newness of unfoldment be unencumbered by illusion. Let that which is express in pristineness that I am. Kinash barach perek, nichba kadech asat. No gate can ever be, for no inner and outer exists. Nothing can be closed nor open, for boundaries are required for this. Estech minaspa, nusa arat kelechvi. Nothing impure can exist within my being's purity. Esterek arach unes virat, pinas perech ustat, pilesh uruch. No shadow can be cast, for there is no light, but the infinite luminosity. Sterek birach nastutve, elsach vabir erat. Nunestrach, nunestrach, isne mish arach. Let naught retain the note before, for discordance cannot abide within the song of the one life. Only harmony resides. Verstrahne sut balash, balaash, eses inach parek estatve, nustarak, nustarak, misbech parus, eserech vasta nishkle. A game it was, yet not a game, brought about by the temporary dimming of light. Ustech marasna, spek ustrech inas hiresta, parurak pravit estachve stauranut. Yet this can never happen, for neither frequency nor light is in the one life. Perek arut naset. No more game of obscurity, of seeking that which I hide. Nechpa ranuch estetve askli nisat birenut varas perek asvi urak harachva stene rak pavi. From this moment on, this is not the right word, from the new unfolding of my being, naught shall be obscured, but some shall be emphasized, and others await their turn to shine. Okay, now I don't think I've said this right. Let me see if I can say this better. We are no longer in a game of pretending that which is not is real. Only that which is real can exist, but not all of it shall be obvious at all times, the way a piano piece does not play all the notes at once. That is the best way that I can say. And my brothers and sisters, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you very, very much for joining me. And we will talk again next Tuesday when I come back from Ohio, from the Universal Light Expo there, where I shall be speaking. And then I will be back in Oregon on Tuesday, and we will speak then. Thank you. Good night.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week. Thank you.